With our short days, long nights, and frigid temperatures, our listening area is definitely in the midst of a Maryland winter. It's a great time of year for me to eat homemade comfort foods and nap by a cozy fire. My kids tease me that I'm like a bear in hibernation. And surprisingly, that's partially true. My winter habits may be bear-like, but neither of us hibernate. Rather than entering a true hibernation like most of us have learned, bears actually enter something called torpor. After storing food in their caves, bears settle in for the long haul, but do not sleep straight through the winter. They wake up sometimes to lumber around and eat a snack before they fall back into a heavy sleep. Animals in torpor don't appear to see, hear, or feel anything going on around them. It takes a while for them to be roused, but they are not as deeply asleep as the word hibernation suggests. Other animals that go into torpor include raccoons, opossums, and skunks. Of all the adaptations employed by our local animals to deal with our winter climates, true hibernation is definitely the most drastic. It is a state of complete inactivity in animals, characterized by a markedly lower body temperature, slowed breathing, and a lower metabolic rate. All these physiological changes require very little energy, but are enough to maintain life support systems. For warm-blooded animals, scientists generally agree that true hibernation is when an animal's body temperature drops below 41 degrees Fahrenheit and its metabolic, breathing, and heart rate is reduced to a fraction of what is normal. A true hibernator enters unconsciousness as a reaction to temperature conditions, much like what happens with hypothermia. So which animals really do hibernate in our area? The brown bat, the woodchuck, and the eastern chipmunk all experience dramatic heart and breathing rate reductions as well as extreme body temperature depressions. For instance, a woodchuck's heart rate drops from 80 beats a minute to just 4 beats a minute. Its breathing rate slows to once every 6 minutes, and its body temperature drops from 98 degrees, like ours, to an astounding 38. Cold-blooded animals like our native box turtle, rat snake, American toad, and green frog have a different adaptation to cold weather called dormancy. Because the body temperature of cold-blooded organisms closely reflects the outside temperature, they are particularly sensitive to winter. When fall is in the air, these reptiles and amphibians enter a very deep sleep in which their heart rate and breathing nearly stop, and their body temperatures roughly reflect the surrounding temperature. To escape below freezing temperatures that might be dangerous, reptiles and amphibians dig below the frost or freezing line underground or burrow in oxygen-rich mud on the floor of ponds, lakes, or wetlands. Some amazing species, like the wood frog, can be subjected to below freezing temperatures during their dormancy. These species can survive, unaffected by freezing up to 75% of its body. There is still yet another kind of cold weather adaptation in our area, known as diapause. Diapause is a suspension in the development of an insect in which no growth occurs. It's like hitting the pause button in an insect's life, and it can happen at any stage in the life cycle, from egg to adult. Some of our native moth and butterfly species overwinter in pupal or cocoon stages of their life cycle. Other local insect species experience diapause as adults in order to prevent them from producing eggs until winter is over, ensuring their offspring will develop under favorable conditions. But my all-time favorite overwintering animal is the earthworm. They drill 7 feet down in the soil, a marathon of a distance for an animal the size of a crayon, and coil into a slime-coated ball and go into a sleep-like state called estivation. Once worms burrow far enough underground, the soil stays a fairly constant temperature that keeps them warm enough through winter, and their slimy coating keeps them from drying out. To learn more, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR News station.